You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somebody who was it said us off. He said, "What are you doing with that thing whacking from side to side?"
Whoa!
Yeah, right. Well, you don't share this. Y'all don't care about.
No, he don't care. Sir.
He be saying, "Okay, he ain't worse than what that last thing Cam said."
Yo,
Cam said, "I'm fucking a grown man."
Yeah,
and even Steph,
I knew what he was saying.
He just
didn't add the word right.
He didn't catch it. Even Steph, baby, had to stop. She was like, yo,
that was wild.
I like her though. I think she.
Me too. Cool. I think she fits what they're doing, man.
She ain't no cutie, but I think she dope.
Nah, she ain't really that cute.
Right. I could hang out with her though, because I know I don't want to hit it. And her body is trash.
It is. I never seen her body.
I ain't gonna lie, I look.
I always investigate,
bro.
Oh man,
I gotta look you up. I gotta see what's popping.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You now doing the Into the Black Belt podcast.
Uh huh.
TS is who I am.
Shake that is who I am.
And we are in studio today.
Yeah, we live, but we ain't live.
I know, right? I need to cut that fan off.
I mean, well, you can hear it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to cut that shit off.
Sound like we got some shit popping in the back, bro. That means we in motion, you know what I mean? Progressive motion. You don't want to get too hot up in here. Sweating on the forehead. Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. Let's get that out the way. Orange and blue skies, baby. Got to get me a number 11 jersey.
Got to do something.
Yeah,
Brunson out here shining, man. I mean, shit, let's get right to it.
One of the best Knicks of all time. Top five. Greatest Knicks of all time.
Top five?
Definitely top five.
Top five greatest Knicks of all time.
You can't name top five. You can't name five Knicks that have played better basketball than him.
Carmelo Anthony.
Okay.
Bernard King.
Okay. See, you reaching it, you know what I mean? Bernard King is debatable. Jalen Brunson single-handedly carried a team to 50 wins and to the second round, and he's like 6 feet tall.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm just throwing some shit out there.
I know you was. Good try, though. I want you to keep going. I thought you had more than two. You was rolling. You got the two, and you said,
about it, man.
Wait a minute.
Marcus Camby.
Cut it out, man. Yo, Marcus Camby would be dope on this team right now.
He would be. He would kill on this team.
Give me
right
Marcus
now.
Camby and Charles Oakley just to play 10 minutes.
Charles Oakley, in this era, he's not going to get no playing time.
He will play 10 minutes in the playoffs.
The way he played, he's not going to get no playing time.
In the playoffs, he can play 10 minutes.
You better off getting Grandmama. No, Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson would have fit well on this team because he was actually a threat on offense and defense. I mean, more offense than he was on defense.
Okay. I mean, I would have took Kurt Thomas. There's a lot of old Knicks.
Okay, I ain't mad at Kurt Thomas.
A lot of older Knicks.
Why I know so much about your bum-ass team?
Because you like the Knicks. You just don't like the Knicks because I like the Knicks. That's how trash you are.
Nah. It ain't because it's just you.
Yeah, it is.
My brother, Daryl. There's a couple niggas why I don't like the Knicks.
Okay, let's get this out here now. Before the season started.
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
You and Daryl basically attacked me as if I was a hater.
For what? Hater for what?
Because I said the Bucks wouldn't work. And I said the Suns didn't work. Now, granted,
Hold on, let me,
when we on a thread, it's always a 2-on-1 kind of thing.
We do that a lot.
But y'all always choose to go against me, and I understand.
That's cap.
Y'all do. Y'all love to go against me, and it's fine. It's fun when it makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of made sense because I couldn't prove my theory. I just felt like it wouldn't work.
You just kept saying one player name why it wouldn't
because
work.
Because it's in a thread. It's not. I can't type a full explanation in a thread.
We have iPhones. Hit the little talk button and talk that
okay,
shit,
okay, next time I'm going to do that. And I would have told you. My problem with Dame and Giannis, I didn't think it would flow offensively or defensively.
Well, me and you talked offline for that, and I agree.
But
I agree. You remember
Griffin was figuring it out.
Right.
The only problem is when they lost games.
It was Doc's fault why they lost.
When they lost games, it looked bad. Right. But when they won games, you could see they can figure it out.
Doc was the reason why the Bucks is not in the playoffs right now. That shit was a whole coaching issue right
there. Yeah, but what I'm saying, Griffin was getting ready to figure it out.
Griffin would have had them in the second round. He would have had them in the second round.
They would have played better.
Right, because they were already flowing with his system. They finally got his system. They finally fired him.
They still wouldn't have won the second round because Giannis got hurt.
I still think they would have won the second round.
I don't think so. Without Giannis, I don't think so. Dame was not.
No, sure. No, they'd have made it to the second round. They wouldn't have won the second round.
I don't think they would have made the second round. Dame wasn't Dame.
He definitely wasn't Dame. But he's hurt too. He came back.
Yeah, but they had a minute restriction on him when it's a do or die series.
Right.
How do you do that?
He shouldn't have never came back. That's my thing.
We have to win this game or our season is over, and you put me on minute restriction.
That's because he was hurt.
No, that's because coach is trash.
Oh, I mean, I'm God.
You got them playing blitz defense. This ain't football.
Nah, you've been saying that a lot lately.
And then the Suns, I knew it wasn't going to work, man, because they don't have no bench.
I think the Suns was the only one that I was definitely like, nah, you wildin'.
They didn't have no bench.
Because you just kept saying about Bradley Beal. The only thing you kept saying, Bradley Beal.
What did he do this year?
No, he did absolutely fucking nothing.
Trash. That's what I told you.
He was right.
Not because he can't play, but he's been hurt the last 3-4 years. Yeah. I don't think the chemistry was there.
They didn't have a bench, like you said.
He wasn't
earlier.
As bad as Tobias Harris, though.
Oh, my God.
He was bad.
Tobias Harris out here robbing. He robbing on Peter to pay Paul's.
He did a Joaquin Noah.
Oh, yeah.
At least he played in the game, though, but still production was the same. How you play 30 minutes and don't score? I think I can score 30 minutes, bro.
We both can.
I ain't touched the ball in 20 years.
We both can. Right now, in our current shape, I can score 2 points.
I can give you a good 5 points. I think I can get one free throw.
Okay.
I ain't going to shoot no three, though.
I can give you three. I can give you 3 points.
I'm going to get fouled because I'm going to fall over somebody. And they're going to roll the whistle. No.
I'm going to fall like Shaq used to fall. You know how Shaq used to fall? I'm falling like how Shaq
fell. Yeah, I'm going to go to the basket and fall somewhere.
It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, so. I'm going to get five. 30 minutes? I'm going to get five.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Yeah, I get five.
Oh, I'm a basket hanger.
I get five and one steal.
You 6'9", you ain't basket hanging one time and get a dunk?
I can get a steal. Get at least one steal.
Well, yeah, somebody going to throw a stupid pass thinking I don't
and
see
and at
it.
Least two rebounds.
I don't know what a rebound.
Yeah, I can get two rebounds.
Unless it's a long rebound, I might get one of them.
And an outlet. I can get one assist. An outlet?
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah, that's it.
Know some big niggas out there.
They fast too, bro. They fast, Jack. That's why I said I can do an outlet. I do an outlet. Okay. As soon as I get the rebound overhead,
Okay.
Let that shit fly. You got to throw with all your might because that court is, 90 feet?
Yeah.
That ain't no joke, bro.
I think playoffs was dope this year, though.
Probably the best playoffs we had in a little while.
I think it's the change of the guard. I think it was beautiful.
Anthony Edwards, I think it was good.
But I think it was good that we don't have LeBron, Steph.
Or KD.
KD or Giannis playing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all new blood.
It is.
You know what I mean? You got Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. You got Halliburton.
Yep.
You got Anthony Edwards. All new blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's dope.
I mean,
the Nuggets ain't new blood, but, you know.
Yo, question right now. Right now, as we speak, you got Mavs against Clippers still happening.
Yeah.
Who you think pulling out? Let me tell you, before we go there.
Clippers are washed.
Kyrie's playing some of the best basketball I've ever seen him play.
Clippers are washed.
They washed.
Any game they win, they lucky win. Kawhi is done.
He's done.
James Harden sucks in the playoffs just all the time.
Yeah.
And Paul George, I don't know why he's so inconsistent. I don't know.
I don't get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because last night,
Paul George is never a question of talent. Paul George is Paul George is the example of extreme highs, extreme lows.
He has every skill set to be a superstar.
Yeah, but then he'll have every a game where his stats show that superstar status.
Not a one.
And then he'll have a game that shows where the fuck is he?
Yep.
So when you average him out, it looks like he's having a good season because the averages look good. But there's no consistency there.
Not a one. No consistency.
You know what I'm saying?
So, a consistent player.
And then it's like, what position do you put him at this point in his career?
It can only be the three.
Because he likes to handle the ball, so you have to put him...
at the three. That's it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, then you have to... That's why basketball is so complicated coaching-wise.
Because he can't go 4-5.
No, he can't. This is why I would say certain combinations of players don't work. And then people want to argue without saying on the surface, and sometimes I might not communicate what I'm saying. It's almost like you put Paul George in the court, he's pretty ball dominant.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean? Then you got James Harden that's ball dominant. Dominant.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard could play off ball, but he's always hurt.
Russell Westbrook, ball dominant.
But he's off the bench now.
Right.
which works for him at this point in his career. So you got these two ball-dominant people on offense. And watch when James Harden's dribbling the ball. Paul George ain't cutting to the basket.
No, it's no need to.
He's standing there. He ain't going to pass it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. There's no need to.
Saying?
Well, so, what I'm going to move for when all he's going to do is boom, 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 boom.
How far can you go?
Step back.
How far can you go doing that?
Let me go move, reset, boom, 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 reset.
Okay,
yo, he resets four times.
Again, but then I'll say again, Paul George is 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, he's 6'8".
The guy guarding him a lot of times is 6'5", 6'6".
Yep.
You can't get the ball on the elbow and face up. You just standing there 30 feet from the basket. I understand the game has changed
somewhat.
Okay, I was going
to say, bro, the game changed. Nobody doing that.
Yeah, but them the niggas that's losing.
I haven't seen no one do it, man.
And them niggas ain't winning. If you watch the Denver Nuggets, Aaron Gordon is running the baseline.
That's
the whole
it.
Set.
The whole set, yeah.
And he's getting open dunks because everybody's at the three-point line.
Yep.
And forgetting he down there.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yep, the Lakers made that mistake. And the one game the Lakers did win, that was they did that exact same thing.
So I get what you're saying. The game has changed. But has it really changed strategically in the playoffs?
No, it shouldn't. But
because the teams that don't follow what we're speaking about, they're the ones that win.
I agree.
I mean, you could even look at the Knicks from Hardenstein be getting these baskets
cuts.
And shit.
Yep, all weak side. Weak side cuts from Hardenstein. And they just dump it down. If you notice it, they'll do a weak side cut, throw the ball out over their overhead pass it to the other side of the court, and then you'll see him cutting low. And they just drop it.
Then why is the common conversation that doesn't work in today's game? When we watch it work.
We watch it works. But it's those, you know what it is? It's those old coaches. That still hold on to.
Bruh, I'm tired of old.
Tibbs.
I'm tired of old mentality people in sports,
right?
And hip hop.
No, I'm just saying all day. The old coaches are still running those particular plays that's working. You look at Tibbs; he's running those plays that work. You look at the coach for Nuggets, but Malone; he's an old coach, old philosophy. He's running those pick and pop plays, high and low screens, where you getting open from the top at the at the top key corner keys. Or the backside, weak side passes. They all them shits that we grew up on and that we've done, they still doing that shit.
Tibbs drives me crazy, bro.
Oh, Tibbs was driving me nuts. He drove me nuts yesterday.
Bro,
they almost jumped through the fucking screen. And I don't like the Knicks like that. But I like
me
the
crazy
Knicks. So quit bullshit.
Because when he coaches a good game.
Oh, my God.
He coaches a good game.
He does.
But when he coaches a bad game. Oh,
like
my
Tibbs.
God. Fire that nigga now.
That game that y'all lost to me was a bad coach. Down to a point at the end of the game, it's like, yo, what was up with the rotation?
A 7-man rotation in the playoffs? Yo, you know, Josh Hart is averaging like 46 minutes a game.
Joker hooping, son.
46 and a half minutes a game.
He hooping. He hooping, man. Let him stay out there, bro. He needs some rest.
Bro
needs some rest,
we can't go outside right now and run for 46 minutes back and forth with nobody on defense.
I'm not running for 15 minutes.
46?
I ain't running 5 minutes. I'm going to run to the court one time.
And you hit a
last-second
three-pointer? Yo, bro.
Yo, and he at first.
You see how wide open he was?
Yes.
He wasn't going to shoot it at first.
And he wasn't because he went to pass it, and then he was like.
He said, man. Fuck
he looked at this. He's like. And that shit didn't look like it was going in either, son.
Nah. His form was weird. But I tell you, I said this before in a previous podcast.
OG with the dunk on Embiid.
That's nasty. OG said, nah. He said, I ain't shooting this. I'm wide open for this three, but I ain't shooting.
OG for the dunk on Embiid with the leg cock. He kicked him in his chest.
Yo, but check the scenario for the conspiracy theorist, though.
What's the conspiracy?
First round of playoffs.
Right.
We in Philadelphia.
Yo.
Villanova 3.
Yo.
Next round, Indiana. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where OG go to college at?
Right there.
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. The OG go home.
Yo.
It don't mean nothing.
Halliburton, them niggas going to be hooping, son. Because y'all got the same team, son.
We got that.
Y'all got the same team.
We got that.
I respect.
Obi Toppin, you never know what he's going to do.
That's the only player you're going to shit on is OB. Everybody else, you know what you're going to get.
JB cooks Halliburton every time they play. Halliburton's very inconsistent.
Right.
He's very inconsistent. No, I'm not saying it's a cakewalk. Don't get that shit twisted. I say Knicks and six, bro.
Knicks and six.
Knicks aren't going to blow anybody out in a series. I think the Knicks can beat the Celtics, so if they do, it'll be seven. I think they can. I didn't say they will, but I think they can.
Okay.
Who the Celtics been watching?
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? The Celtics are an extreme high and extreme low.
You know I don't like them niggas, bro.
The Celtics are the equivalent of and I know you understand what I'm saying. The Celtics are equivalent of a beautiful woman that's slightly ratchet.
Oh, yeah.
Them extreme highs where she is amazing. And that extreme low. Like, when that bitch is crazy. So the Celtics might beat you by 30, or they might just come out there and Jason Tatum have like 9 points. Or Jaylen Brown just be like, you don't even know he's there.
Don't even know he's there.
But then the game after that, both of them got 40.
They don't play no game.
But you got to see, KP is hurt now too.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to come back.
No, he's supposed to come back. He's supposed to come back next series. They say he come back next series. You don't know.
That's going to be crazy.
They don't know.
That's going to be crazy.
I like KP with them, though. I think it was a good fit. And it was a freak injury.
You know I like him.
Yeah, it was a freak injury, man.
You know I'm a KP fan, son.
But this is one of the best playoff runs I've witnessed. You know what I mean?
Is it same thing here?
Yeah.
Right now, man, I'm big on Anthony Edwards, man, right now. I'm super big on Anthony
Edwards.
All
these niggas is killing my parlays, though, see? I'm missing everything by one.
Y'all won $800.
I'm missing everything by one, man. My parlay was fire.
My parlay
Then Tyrese Maxey want to have a bad game.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't need nothing but 5 threes from him. He been doing that.
Yeah.
And like, I think 25
points.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're 17. I got everybody else. Brunson, Hartenstein, McBride did his. Yeah. Had a joint.
I'm not going to say the name, but on the one, I picked the under on Maxey. I picked the over in points on Brunson. I did a combination.
Yeah,
and I won 800, bro, on my joint.
Yeah, I got one today, looking at 2500. Put up 10, looking at 2500.
Put up 10, looking for 25.
I don't go past 10.
I know that's right.
I don't play that shit. Only time I went past 10 was when what's the name? DraftKings give me the when they give you 25.
Ain't saying no names, ain't nobody paying us.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna bleep that name out.
But you know when they give you the free bet, free bet.
Yeah,
free bet. I'll
take all that.
I got a hockey bet.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I hear, bro.
I hit on hockey. I hit on soccer already. Bro,
that's just
I ain't
that,
know nothing. I just picked some
yo,
shit.
That shit at plus 1250.
Uh-huh.
I said, let me try this soccer bullshit. Free money. Beep. And watch that be the one I win. And I'm out here calculating all this basketball shit.
Yo, that be the ones, bro. The ones you ain't calculating to worry about, man. Yeah, but back, yeah. Anthony Edwards, did we expect him to be this great? Was this expected from you? Did you see this?
To this level, no. I knew he would have been a perennial all-star.
Okay.
But he took it another gear. And I think that's because Cat stepped back. But Cat didn't really step back. Cat got hurt.
Hurt, right.
And then right. Anthony Edwards. I don't think Anthony Edwards knew he was.
And their relationship, if you notice, him and Cat's relationship. No one tried to have a relationship with Cat.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that he's the first because Cat is weird.
Yeah, he is. And you say that a lot about people, but
no, Cat
right.
talks.
He's weird.
He talks a little alternative. He has a weird little voice.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I'm saying? And Anthony Edwards jokes around with him and pushes him.
Yes,
and,
he does.
And he compliments him when he plays well.
And they both young. They both. So they're both young as hell. You know,
so I like Anthony. Later. I think Anthony Edwards is part of the future of the league.
And Rudy Gobert, man. I don't like Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert's ass, bro.
He doing a good job out there.
He fits in with that.
He fits perfect with them, bro.
Because it keeps Cat out of the paint.
Timberwolves and the Nuggets is going to be an interesting series.
It is. Because Joker's going to make it hard having Gobert on the floor.
Yep.
But every team needs some level of rim protection.
But see, the great thing is Cat is a stretch four. So he can shoot outwards. He's going to do what AD.
Yeah, but Aaron
he's
going to
do
Aaron
what AD
Gordon,
couldn't do.
But Aaron Gordon will be guarding him.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
It's not a point of worrying about it, but I'm saying you have somebody to guard.
I get what you're saying, but.
Then who's going to guard Joker?
I think Gobert do a good job on Joker.
Joker
going to get what he going to get.
Okay.
I mean, it's all about shutting down the others. You got to worry about Murray. You got to worry about Aaron. Let's keep it a buck.
Who's shutting down Murray?
Anthony Edwards going to do his thing. A.E. going to do his thing. Mike Conley plays good D, bro. He plays good defense.
I didn't say he didn't. I'm just saying. Jamal Murray, when he get cooking. I mean, anybody get cooking.
That's what I'm saying. You just never know, bro. Like, this is, to me, this is a – I got Timberwolves in six.
Nah, I would disagree with that.
You can, but that's what I got.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I would say Nuggets in six.
Okay, cool. I disagree with that.
I think they roster's too deep.
I don't think it is.
I think Joker's too extreme. Joker could beat you without even scoring 20 points. I mean, I think he's too extreme. But if Gobert do some miracle, if Gobert can just average,
beat you nothing like that. It's that team that's beating you. Joker does a great job. He is definitely the outlier on that team.
Of course, you got to have a team. You don't get 10 assists without a team. Somebody got to make a basket.
I think Rudy Gobert is going to do what he needs to do. It's not, you're not going to shut him out of 20 points. You're not. This is not going to happen.
Out of 20, you're not shutting him out of 25.
I don't foresee Murray being what he was. He didn't even have great Lakers series. He didn't have a good Lakers series at all. But out of one game,
I mean, that's all he had.
Right. But I think
he's good in the
Anthony
clutch.
Edwards, between Anthony Edwards, Big Cat doing what he's supposed to do, because he has been doing what he's supposed to do.
I see Cat coming up small against the Nuggets.
Nah.
I don't have faith in him in the playoffs. This is the real playoff. The second round is the real playoff.
First round is the real playoff, too, though.
Second round is deeper.
Yeah, it is. I mean, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's expected. But
it's deeper water, man. You swimming in that baby pool.
We don't see.
I can walk in that baby pool.
I think
that water
think
hit me in my nose. I ain't going too far.
Timberwolves in six. You want to put something on?
I ain't winning off of that. What I'm winning?
We ain't, but gentlemen's bet.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can gentlemen bet all day.
Kick back Jack Wings.
No, man, we go there anyway, man.
I know, right?
I mean, we can do that.
Little grilled wings, nigga.
Hey, man, let's real talk. I said we got to do.
Kick back, Jack. We need a sponsor.
That's not. Yeah, that's
we go there a lot.
That doesn't seem extreme.
I don't think so.
No, those are team building exercises.
They are.
When we get together and watch the game.
It'd be fun.
We have to do more team building exercises.
Okay, I'm with it. I'm always with it.
Yeah, we got to get the Love Mad merch popping, too.
We do.
That's the team. Love, man. That's what it is.
We'll sit down and work all that out.
Nah, it's the team building.
Yeah.
All y'all got you working together with your
fact,
team.
Next
y'all
team
need to,
building exercise, team building. I'll bring my laptop and we sit and start sketching out the plan.
That's building.
Yeah.
We can get a pizza or something.
Yeah.
I'll bring some Wood Forest spring water.
There we go.
No name.
Yeah. Like I'll we bring, did the last time.
I'll bring
we did,
some
we did
good,
the water and
I'll bring some good
pizza.
Spring water.
You're right, the good shit. We did water and pizza the last time. Everybody was in there.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm with you. Lakers fired Darvin Ham today.
He fired himself, like you said.
All right.
Listen. And then I've grown to realize every time I say something, you just want to argue with me, right?
What you mean?
I've been said this nigga can't coach.
I agree with you.
Not in the beginning. You was like, what you mean? How you know?
Come on, bro.
I just did
that during this podcast. What you mean?
I was like, come on, man. We all know
Darvin Ham. I got to let you talk it out, man.
Darvin Ham trash, man.
Bro, it was one fucking thing where it looked like he was writing on the board. They ain't write shit.
Nobody was looking at him either.
LeBron turned his back like, yo, this.
I mean, they made him a head coach too fast.
I think so, too.
You know, he has a dope-ass success story, but head coaching, you know, a legend like LeBron is going to take a certain kind of coach. And they trying to push this JJ Redick rhetoric. I don't know if that's a reality.
I don't know if that's reality either. They all because them two doing a podcast together don't mean that that's the case.
If LeBron likes you, it means a lot.
It means a whole lot.
It shouldn't, but it does.
It does.
You know what I mean? LeBron wanted Darvin Ham getting there until he got there.
He didn't. He actually didn't. They were supposed to have old boy.
Oh.
That's coaching Clippers.
Oh, Ty Lue.
Yeah, Ty Lue did the interview.
No, Ty Lue can coach.
And he was going to accept the job. They gave him an offer, but the offer was way below what he was looking for. And he was like, no. And then he counter-offered. They said no. Clippers gave him exactly what he wanted. He's like, well, I'll go to Clippers.
The Lakers need a reboot, though.
Yeah, it's time.
I don't know what you do to
I'm starting to feel like you. And you're going to shock that I say this.
I'm already shocked you said that much.
Trade LeBron.
I said that before. You got mad at me, bro.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You was like, what? Your voice elevated? I'm like, bro, come on, man. Like,
hold on a second. Hold on. Nah, we going to answer.
Orange and blue skies, baby.
What's going on, baby girl?
Congratulations. You got all your forehead out. You ain't got to cover your forehead down. I already seen that shit. That forehead slapping. Yeah, we got you on the air.
All right, baby girl. We'll talk later. I'll hit you when I get done. All right. Love you too. Bye.
That's my dog, yo.
The Black Male Podcast loves the children.
We love the babies, man. Yeah, trade LeBron. You've been saying that. You said that at the top of the season.
He wants a 2-year, $100 million contract.
I don't think he wants. That's what his scale demands.
Okay, either way. Okay, he's up four.
Right, he's up four.
That's a lot,
that's
man.
That's a lot.
If you're trying to win.
I give him 1 year. If we're going to keep him, I give him a 1 year deal.
Man.
1 year deal.
If the Lakers had a chance to.
Because he becomes, what, a free agent?
After
this coming year.
Yeah.
I would say we work it out. Yep, play out the year.
But then you're left with nothing. You know what I mean? If you trade him, at least you get something in return.
Yeah. I say trade him.
Bro, you could trade him to OKC.
Granted, he has a no-trade clause, of course.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll have a conversation.
If you're LeBron, you wouldn't go to OKC and play with SGA, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams?
No.
Why not?
If I was – no, you know I'm a big LeBron fan. I am a big LeBron fan. If I was OKC, I wouldn't want LeBron.
No, I'm not talking from that. If I'm OKC, I don't want LeBron.
Right, I don't want
But him. I said if I'm LeBron,
okay,
I would go over there and chill.
You know where LeBron should go?
As long as it ain't the Knicks, I'm good.
No. Y'all about to get Paul George or one of them.
I don't want that nigga.
If y'all get one of them, I wouldn't mind y'all get one of them, but y'all can't give up.
I don't want to give up.
Y'all can't give up Josh Hart. And, you know.
Nah. All you're going to get is Julius Randle and some picks.
Right. And y'all got the picks to give up.
At one time,
y'all
I was
got
like,
the picks.
Yo, bro, listen.
Clippers don't have no picks, so they'll be glad to take them.
Listen, me and my brother don't agree on this, but he's trying to see if Julius Randle was here. We do. I don't think Julius Randle makes us better, bro.
Honestly.
I don't think he makes us better right now.
If y'all had Julius Randle in this last series, y'all have lost.
I don't think he makes us better, bro. When you watch the team chemistry,
mm-hmm.
This is what I understand. When you talk to basketball people, they think when you say a person should get traded, they think you're saying this person isn't a good basketball player.
Mm-mm.
He's a good basketball player, but I think he's a terrible teammate.
Honestly,
he's not a good system guy.
Honestly, y'all don't need a big name.
I don't want a big name.
Y'all really
I want two rotation players and two picks.
Yep, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
And y'all got the picks.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Y'all actually got a lot of picks.
Listen, that boy Jalen Williams playing with OKC,
mm-hmm.
I'd take him over Julius Randle any day, bro.
Yes.
That boy do everything.
Y'all need a dynamic big man. A big man that can move. A four. If y'all need a four that can move.
Under 25.
Yeah. Y'all need a stretch four that can move.
There's not a lot of them out there.
It's not.
Jalen Williams is too good now.
Yeah, y'all.
They not trading him.
Nah. And right now, yo, OKC got the most picks out of anybody in ever.
Yeah, but we second behind them.
Yeah, I know. That's why I say y'all don't have to give up much. Y'all give up two picks to get a Paul George. Granted, I don't think y'all need a Paul George.
I'll take Zion. They can have Randle and four picks. Zion don't play with 50 games a year, but he's been in shape lately. He might get to New York and change, you know, change his tune.
He don't need to be around them New York hoes.
Come on, bro. He don't need to be around no hoes.
I ain't even worried about food. He don't need to be around them hoes.
He don't need to be around no hoes. he ain't got no control.
None, bro. That's that country shit. I know he from South Carolina like me, bro. He saw all them thighs and fries, and he went crazy.
Well, if you're not used to ratchet women, it can be a fascinating thing if you're just, you know.
Bro, look, this is the Black Male Pod. What happened was somebody slobbed on that knob like it was corn on the cob. He ain't never felt that before. He ain't never felt that level of debauchery. He ain't never felt that level.
I mean, that could be traumatic, though, bro.
That chick did everything under the sun to his wood. With her mouth.
That could be traumatic.
And that motherfucker went crazy. So.
I believe it.
You look.
And she don't look worth nothing.
And you can look at her and tell that she's a go-getter in the throat department.
I'm good.
Go-getter.
She look a hot mess, bro.
She does. She look like, but she look like she a mouth go-getter.
Yeah, and she carrying two basketballs. Fake butt.
Yeah. Hey, now, you know.
That's the wave.
Shit, even the chick he got the other kid with, that I think he about to marry or whatever. That's his girl, the main chick. She cute, but she don't even look like she can smoke his boots.
I don't think NBA orally. Players, I don't think NBA players should get married that young.
I don't either.
Especially with somebody you just met while you're getting all that money.
I think
you still trying honestly, to figure out life, man.
I think as a man, you're a sports player, you shouldn't get married nor have no kids until you're done playing.
Well, I would say at least 32, 35.
You're on your way out.
Yeah, you're on your way out.
I think that's the best
Between
time.
When you're in your 20s, 30, when you're doing your
when you're not going to never see this girl. So now when you retire, now y'all got to be around each other. Now y'all really get to know each other.
Bro, let's think,
and you can't spend all the money that you've been spending either. She was just out here racking it up.
Let's think about it, though. Everyday working people, everyday career people, how women wait.
Right.
Within relationships to get married, to officially commit. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, you making $20 million a year. You make her wait.
I can't.
What you rushing for?
Yo, I know this is going to sound crazy, but at that age and money level, a female is a liability, not an asset.
The wrong one, yeah.
Yo, at that level of money and influence, chances, I don't care about the right one or none. She's a liability regardless.
Well, you're not even prepared for the right one. So, yeah, you're right. You're not prepared for anything.
Right. You on the road majority of the time. You on the road. You working out. And then when the season is over, if you lucky to be on one of those teams, like at the time when Golden State was making the playoffs every year and deep in the playoffs, or a LeBron-based team was in the playoffs every year running deep, you ain't see your family from, well, when the season starts, September?
Yeah.
September to damn July. Well, you ain't see your family.
The only way
and then
I
you
see
in the
it.
Summer for 2 months, but then you working out the whole time.
I do see it, though. The way LeBron and Russell Westbrook did it. I ain't mad.
There's a little bit different. There's some outliers.
No, I'm saying that's the only way I can.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
See it. Like LeBron been with her high school.
High school, right.
Rush been with his all through college.
And they black women, too.
Okay.
That's a great thing.
So. Thumbs up.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, spread, you know.
It's they black women. Because most black of the time, women. All they do is go with a white girl. You know, to each his own. You like what you like. You love what you love.
There's a deeper science than that besides black and white, though.
Yeah. It's definitely a deeper science.
I get what you're saying. It's Nobody wants science. To have that. That real conversation. We're not going to have it right now.
Nope, we ain't. Nope.
I mean,
we not doing that.
If I piss somebody off, it's going to be about something else. It ain't going to be that.
I know where you're going with it, and I agree.
It ain't going to be that. I had a conversation about that a couple days ago with somebody.
I'm with you 1,000%, actually, but we ain't about to do that.
Yeah, we don't support that.
Hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
Yeah, man.
But, yo, I think they should trade LeBron. I think he should probably go back to Cavs or Orlando, go to the East, and finish out your career, son. Or how about this? Retire.
Nah, he's not going to do that.
I know he's not going to do it, but he should. After next year, just retire.
What if you go to Spurs and play with Wemby?
Might not be bad.
Fuck it,
might not be bad. I didn't even think about that.
Why not?
What if you go to the Mavs and play with Luka, his favorite player, and reunite with Kyrie?
That's not going to work. Luka is extra ball dominant.
He is. Yeah.
LeBron can play off the ball, but I don't think he really wants to play off the ball for a whole season.
Nah.
That's not going to work.
Him playing under, who's the coach over there? Oh, I think Jason Kidd. I don't know. That might be good for Bron.
Nah, that ain't going to work.
Last year, your last end?
LeBron works best with, like, spot-up shooters and defenders.
Yo, at this point, bro, I don't give a fuck what that nigga worked best with.
Then what's the point of bringing him to your team if you
why we got to mold our squad around you, bro? You 500 years old. I'm not molding my squad around you.
We don't. That's why we're not going to get you.
Right. I'm not molding my squad around. You going to have to mold your game around us.
I'm not paying LeBron $50 million anyway.
Nah. Bron, you got to go to the post.
I mean.
You playing 3-4, bro. No, you're not getting the ball as a point guard.
If LeBron went somewhere and played the four, he would still average 24-12. It just wouldn't be as dramatic. He'd still kill.
Hall of Fame career.
Who playing a four?
At the four.
Who playing a four that's guarding LeBron down there?
Not Aaron Gordon? Soul. Aaron Gordon had a hard time when LeBron finally decided to play.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no true fours out there.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. Like, yo,
the Knicks be having Josh Hart playing the four.
That's a wild scenario. So.
That's how trash the fours are in the league. Josh Hart is 6'4".
6'4".
And he's not even like a Charles Barkley 6'4".
Not even.
He's just a scrappy 6'4".
He my son's size.
And he still be getting like 17 rebounds.
Balling.
And this dude said,
bro, he was everywhere on the court.
He said, I don't box out. I watch the shooter, and I predict where the ball's going.
He does a damn good job of it.
You know how in shape you got to be?
Yeah.
To chase the basketball?
Bro, did you see that clip about Josh Hart? What dude was breaking down his game, and it was like, yo, he is everywhere on the floor. He don't do, like, I was like, oh, shit, he right. Josh Hart was all over the play.
I don't want him guarding me, bro. Get away from me.
Nah, man, me neither, because it's like, yo, bro.
Yeah, get away from me.
Go sit down somewhere.
Yeah. Word, like.
Go sit down, bro.
Let me get this jumper.
Yo, NFL draft just happened. What team you thought that did a pretty good job in the NFL draft?
The Eagles always do. They do.
Howie Roseman.
They one of the best teams when it comes to the draft.
Howie mother-loving Roseman.
Hands down. What's this, 2 years straight?
2 years straight. My man Howie don't play no game.
Who did the worst 2 years straight? So, I mean.
Patrick Beverly has been banned from making any future appearances on ESPN.
Who cares?
Yep. Because of what he said to the...
What, to the fan?
No, what he said to one of the ESPN reporters at the end of the game. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
She was asked a question. He was like, yo, did you want... He was like, hold on, do you subscribe to my podcast? I'm like, shit, huh, let's play it.
What's wrong with that?
Nah, let's play it.
That's a joke, man.
Look, you know.
That's not bad. I thought he might have cursed somebody out or something.
You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not subscribe.
So you can't interview me then. Okay, no disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two.
Why is that wrong?
And he moved her mic.
Why is that wrong? I mean, I can see if you want him or something.
But see, he be on ESPN in the off season. Like as soon as his season,
no, I'm saying I can see you pulling him in the office and telling him we can't be doing that. But just to ban him the first time you do it,
bro. You know what?
I hate when people make up rules on the fly.
We in an era where I'm gonna say it. Fuck it. You say anything or do anything towards a female. Or anybody in the LGBTQ community, you automatically ostracize. That was a woman he was talking to.
But he would have said that if that was
a man. I'm sorry. I know he would. We know he would.
He would have said it if that person was black.
Right. It was a black woman at that. So it's an automatic.
And he said it. He wasn't nasty.
No, he was very respectable.
I mean, I'm not surprised Pat Beverly said something like that.
Me neither.
That was a unique comment, though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna use that next time somebody interview me.
You subscribe to my podcast.
Yeah, you subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Nah.
Okay, we're gonna end this interview right now.
We can't do nothing.
Yeah, we can't do
I'm
nothing.
I'm trying to find that other.
Do it right now and send me a screenshot. Then we get started. All right, you subscribe to my Instagram. All three of them.
Yeah. Yo, you heard about? So it's reported that Ryan Garcia was doping.
Yeah, I saw that.
If he did, that was corny, bro.
You're not going to get a fake report that you was doping, bro.
Nah, I know.
I mean, the PEDs might be some trash because certain things are outlawed that might not be that
extreme. My thing is, but still, didn't he have a drug test leading up to the thing? So this was after. This was a volunteer thing he did after his fight.
They might have had something in the bucket. They've had issues with that in the past.
But no, I'm saying what they did, this was a volunteer drug test after the fight. This is something he did well after the fight.
But I'm saying a lot of times they do stuff they don't think is going
to
be detected.
So can they connect it to the fight, though? That's what I'm saying.
Well, whatever they found was in his system during the
fight. Right. No, this was after. This was an after the fight drug test. This was not like right after the fight. This was like days after the fight. This was some shit he was doing just to do.
I don't know how to speak on it, man. But wasn't he way overweight when he fought on Haney too?
He was like, what, 3 pounds? Two or three pounds overweight?
I mean.
That's not way overweight, but that's overweight. I mean,
he whooped that boy.
He whooped that boy.
I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Wilder said Fury's gloves was loaded. Fury whooped that boy.
He did.
I mean, you got whooped. Haney said he don't want to fight him no more. He said, no, I don't want to fight the guy again. I don't want to do it again.
He don't want to fight Ryan no more?
No, he said, I don't, it's not on my radar.
You see, he fired his dad.
That's what, yeah, man.
Got his pops up out of there.
Dad, you doing too much.
He got his pops up out of there.
It's a business, man.
He told his pops, I don't like the way that you walk. Oh, you know that lady that LeBron scared? She's suing him.
She can.
Well, she's pressing charges. She's trying to get him arrested.
She's not going to get arrested, but unfortunately, she can press charges. That could be considered communicating a threat.
Right.
I mean, I laughed at it, but LeBron know better, man. And then LeBron's a jokester, man. He's playing, man. Like, yeah. Like he really was going to hit you.
And she busy yelling. She all in the damn, falling into the court, yelling at him, and he jump at her.
I'm just saying.
It's like, come on, man.
Yo, give her $100,000 and keep it moving.
Bro. Nah.
You're going to have to pay her something.
I'll fight it.
Then you got to pay her more.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give her $100,000. Where your kids go to college at? You know what I mean? I got them. You know what I mean? I ain't putting no money in your pocket, but where your kids go to school at?
Fuck them kids.
You know what I mean? I can still say fuck them kids.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I'll pay that check. Fuck you too. Yeah. But I'm going to pay this check.
Get it out,
and then you're going to sign this NDA agreement where you can't talk about this on Instagram or nowhere else.
See, that's why I'm with it. I'm with you on that one.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to know I gave her $100,000, but I'll give $100,000 shut up.
Yeah.
$100,000 ain't hurting nobody.
Ain't hurting a soul.
Let me give me some floor seats and talk some shit. I'm like, LeBron scared me. Every time I see somebody over 6'5", I just start sweating.
That's cold. That's cold.
That's crazy. You can sue for anything, man.
Sure can, man. Let's go to hip hop real quick, man. We got this. We got a battle. You know what I mean? I guess we can call it that. It's a hip hop battle. I know we older and we come from an era of hip hop where battles were a lot more direct. Now that's why I respect Kendrick Lamar. He was hella direct. He said the boy name a bunch of times. But what are your thoughts? Who you in your mind, whatever you've listened to, who you think up in this battle?
I think J. Cole had the best record.
I put that online yesterday.
I mean he had the best record. Apologizing and everything. I really don't like the other ones that much. You know what I mean? Kendrick said some good stuff. He had a couple lines that I heard that I like, but I don't really care for, you
just
know,
say, you
stuff.
Don't like his voice.
No, I don't like his voice at all. But I didn't think that was part of the question. I don't like his voice at all.
No, that matters.
I don't really like the stuff Drake put out there.
I don't like none of that shit. Well, Kendrick did drop another record. Today he dropped another.
These diss records just ain't the same to me. But I try not to.
We can't base it on our era.
Yeah, I can't judge it based on my palate.
Don't get me wrong. They got to come better with these production, with the beats.
Yeah, all of that, man.
That's my thing. I think Kendrick Lamar verse would have been way more. The production he had on that first one wasn't bad. It was better than Drake's production.
But the comments are always saying, oh, that beat was hard. I'm like, what people call hard for a beat now, to me, it's like.
Bro.
These are like beats you use for a song.
Yo, the best, and that's what they're doing.
Diss records are like.
That's what they're doing, bro.
Make you drive 90 on the highway.
No, bro, I've been
shit.
Listening to people talk about it. People want to hear these songs in the club and shit. Like, oh, he made a song as ever. But they only base it off of what Drake did with that back-to-back shit when he dissed Meek, where the song was played in every arena, every place.
That wasn't a hard diss record.
It wasn't.
That was Limp Noodle. Come on, man. Hip hop is different, B. Do a collab album or something. Y'all niggas is getting on my nerves, bro.
Yo, I'm telling you, if he'd have put that beat when he said, I don't like the way that you walk, the way that you talk, I don't even like the way that you dress,
that
he'd have put that
have been
on something
crazy.
Else. Yeah.
That's why I don't like it, man. It's over some elevator music, man. And then your voice is high pitched as that.
It wasn't high pitch on that part, man. But I get you. I get it. I'll say this.
You got one of the least masculine voices in hip hop right
God
now.
God damn. YouTube, y'all not going to hear this part, but I'm going to play some part of. I want to get to that part of that song.
this way. I didn't point down enough. Today I show you I learned from those the mistakes. Somebody had told me that you got a ring.
That's what I'm saying. I'm ready like to
double the wage.
It's not bad. Dead
than let a Canadian nigga make Pac turn in his grave. Cut the business, you got shit twisted. What is it, the brakes?
I get what you're saying though, cause it's like a song. Okay. It's like a song.
I'm good,
yeah. This the part right here, this shit was on a fella.
Eight bars, I'll explain that phrase. It's not nobody can tell me. I don't wanna talk on no celly. You know I got lame.
Cause it's like a, if this is at the club, this shit will rock at the club.
I wouldn't know.
I'm a selfish nigga, the crown is heavy.
The club?
I have no business in there.
Last time you been in a club, man?
When I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, fuck all that.
You
went to a club, club.
Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Nah.
You better off spinning again on him when you think about pushing me.
Shit, that don't count, man.
I felt out of place.
My barber told my old people, just feel uncomfortable in the club. I mean, I heard the record.
I just want to hear this part. Let the people hear it.
About critics, not about gimmicks, not about who the greatest has always been about.
Not on YouTube, you
now let me say,
I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you speak.
It sounds like it's supposed to be where it's supposed to be, but it ain't.
We hate the bitches you fuck, because they confuse themselves with real women. Then notice I said we.
That beat, that's what I'm talking
about. I'm what the culture feeling.
That beat, it sounds like it's supposed to be where it's supposed to be, but it ain't.
He what the culture feeling?
The culture like him.
The culture likes Drake.
I think they both, the culture like them both, actually.
J. Cole.
J. Cole did have the best one.
J. Cole.
He had the best one. I put that online. I was like, yo, Cole had the best diss out of all this. And Cole. That's the sad part about it, because he gave up.
J. Cole.
So it can't even be discussed, because he gave up.
He didn't give up.
He gave up.
He just bowed down.
He gave up.
Let's retire as a champion.
He gave up. They ain't retired no champion. He gave up.
Gave up what?
He gave up. He can't talk none of that I'm the best rapper shit no more.
Did he ever say he was the best
rapper? Yes, he said it a bunch of times.
In a song?
Yes.
Everybody says they're the best in a song.
No. He meant it. He said it a lot.
You're supposed to mean that when you
he
say
said
it
that
in song.
Multiple records. I'm number one.
It's on a record, so what?
He said, I'm going to be the best record, rapper man. Ever.
Yeah, he said he's going to be. What's
no,
wrong with that?
He said he is. You stand on that. Don't jump into a battle. Don't jump into a battle.
That's not even a battle.
Through. It is a battle.
They was at Kickback GX watching the game with us,
yo,
man.
It was a battle, son.
Ain't no battle, man.
Your man calls you out. You address your man.
That's like us debating on a podcast. That shit was lame.
Hey, man.
That's not no battle,
all because
man.
It ain't what we used to from back in the day don't mean it ain't won.
Shit trash. Man. I ain't feeling it, man.
That's that old man shit, bro. Stop being an old nigga, man.
I'm not trying to be young. So if that's the case, I'll take it.
But I did.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been to a club, bro. What? It was cool.
I'm not going to no club.
I was just in there doing this right here.
All right.
When we getting up out of here, y'all?
I went to a candlelight concert.
That's gay as hell.
It was dope.
You went with your lady, though.
You think I went with the fellas? What is wrong
I
with
I don't
you,
know,
man?
Bro. Shit, we going to an orchestra.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. This is Dr. Dre, man. It's Dr. Dre 2001.
You see, I hit you with that shit.
It's Dr. Dre 2001.
That's facts. Doom, doom. That shit going to be hard, too. I wonder if they're going to do, I just want to fuck you. No kissing and hugging.
They're doing
you
the 2001 album.
That's on the 2001 album.
Is it?
Yes. I'm spending no quality time.
Oh, that's not Chronic. That's not the 2001.
That's not Chronic 2001?
No, that's the original Chronic. They might add a joint or two, but I guess we'll find out when we get there.
Chronic 2001, so. Hold up. We're going to go through this.
They're going to have the Rich lit.
It's going to be fire.
Standing room only.
Yeah, nigga, that's the third song on the damn album.
Okay, I digress.
We're gonna cut this out too, you too.
Hi, baby.
No, we never gonna say.
Gotta thank you for that head clinic.
Come on, man. They gonna do that?
That's 20 years old, like I remember.
That's what's on the album. I do. I'm an album guy. You gotta listen to me when I talk. Before you kiss him, use cold. Come on, man.
Are you an album guy?
Fuck you.
First of all, don't look at me shaking that hook ever again today in your damn life. We're gonna cut that shit out right now. Whoa. Yeah.
When I started singing, I turned my head.
Nah,
bro.
Man. That was hella
good. I said, I just wanna. Then I.
And the camera rolling, Shay. Yo, Shay. That was
no
sharp.
Kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband.
And that be the bullshit that go viral, too.
Don't end in no quality time.
Oh, man. That was ugly. That was ugly. Word. That was wild. We got to do better.
We got to do better.
Yeah, we
got to
do better. That wasn't good at all.
All right, so you are indifferent about the beef, the little battle. It's not a beef. It's just a little back and forth.
Well, like I say to my son, a lot of this stuff, I'm not supposed to like it. I don't dislike it. It's just, you know, my son like it. My son said, oh, Kendrick ate.
He did.
Okay. He wasn't at my restaurant, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't whack. It ain't trash. It just
ain't what you fuck with.
Nah, I just... That one line was dope.
It was multiple lines that were dope.
I'm talking about that I heard that I enjoyed. Okay. Just because you enjoy it don't mean, you know what I'm saying? There's people out there that aren't going to like the three EPs that I delivered. Three EPs on the same day. Who else did that? Yeah, okay, me.
Shameless promotion.
No, shame. You're going to hear me. You're going to see me.
Shit. Wait, hey, we only got enough time for one other topic, man. Let's see. Here we go. We're going to do this one. Do you appreciate being held accountable by loved ones? If so, when did you recognize the value in these conversations?
I do when it comes from a place of empathy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not if it's from a I told you so position.
Right.
Because that kind of kills the conversation.
It does.
You know what I mean? Because I know, certain things I deal with and have bouts with. And a lot of times, as men, when women have issues that upset us or put us in an uncomfortable position, a lot of times we don't speak on it because we pick our battles a little bit different than
we do.
A lot of times they want to attack every situation.
Right.
And I'm not saying that to jump on women. I'm just saying the reality of it. But if I'm checked by a loved one, yeah, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I know what you're checking me on, but sometimes I just need to hear it.
Hear it, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I just recently start being cool with that.
Oh, hell no. I wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
No, I definitely wasn't like always
that.
Like
I wasn't
that.
Like that 5 years ago.
I think now I'm like, all right, cool. I could deal with it. I understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you have my best interest at heart. So it's like, you know what I mean? Cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, friendships or intimate relationships. You know what relationships you have that are in it for the long haul. Like, you know, I don't see you calling me saying something to harm me.
No.
Even if I might not agree with you.
Yeah.
Or you might change your mind the next day. But at that time, I believe it came from a position of love and a position from understanding and empathy.
Yeah. Yes.
So the value of that, of course I didn't understand that when I was in my 20s, my 30s, or even maybe my 40s in the beginning. But as friends, I think, you know, we all need that. In our relationships, we need that. Because at the end of the day, and I hate that end of the day phrase, but it always fits when you talk.
It fits. It fits perfectly, actually.
If it's a relationship that's going to last, you have to be able to survive the ebbs and flows, as you say a lot. And it's going to happen.
Yep.
You're going to have times where you and your lady might not even want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
But the love is the same.
Right.
You might have times where you don't want to pick up the phone or you really don't even want to answer the phone. Or you might want to just go in your study.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my parents were married over 60 years. There's times when my mother would be in her room. He would be in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
She'll make dinner, have his plate there for him, bring him his plate, and then she go back. That might last 3-4 days.
Yeah.
That might last a week.
Yeah.
You know, my mother told me stories where she's gone 2 weeks where they weren't talking, but she still did her duties. He did his duties.
You know that. Our generation, you know that don't work on. Yeah, okay.
Our generation don't understand that that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Nah.
Because you're still doing the things that show you love each other.
Right.
You just have to work through that dialogue thing.
Right.
And sometimes the best thing to give a person that wants space is to give them that space.
Yeah, give them that
and
moment.
Not make that space be about you.
Oh my God. I'm gonna be a little transparent. Me and the wife went through that, and it was that what you just said was exactly what I told her. I was like, yo, you're making my particular moment, my silence, an issue for you.
Yeah.
You making it about you. And I said, this ain't about you. I said, the way I feel right now, what I'm going through mentally has nothing to do with you. But you're making it about you because you don't know how to interact. Because you purposely don't know how to interact with me when I'm not in the normal chippy come to LaShawn mood.
But that shows that our relationships always have work to be done.
Right. I agree.
You know what I mean? Which isn't a bad thing. That means you're recognizing that there's another, you know, piece that we need to work on. Yeah, that's something I want to say at the end of the part too. But it's like we have to put ourselves in a position sometimes where we can understand why this person is coming this way.
Right.
And that person has to understand why I'm coming that way. Even with you and I, if we disagree.
And we have. You know,
mm-hmm. I got to understand where you're coming from. Like a lot of things, like example, dealing with, let's say, promotion of a product. There's a lot of things we don't agree with directly.
Right.
But, you know, two things could be correct. And then even if I don't agree with what you're saying, a lot of times I understand why you feel that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not even that you're wrong. It's just that I don't really agree with that particular theory, but I understand why you have that theory.
Right.
Because it does make sense.
Right.
But I feel what I'm saying makes sense too, and I have a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if we could take both of them
and
maybe calm this one down a little bit
right.
and loosen up this one a little bit,
we might be
cooking.
Really, we might be where we
you
need
to
be.
You know what I mean? And I feel...
Right.
You know, musically, I feel we're kind of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with any project we're working together, so I'm going to take in both things and, you know, loosen up one and slow one down.
Right.
And then you got a healthy medium. With relationships, it's kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We base a lot of things on a fucking empty palette, man. Like, that palette you're basing your relationship on has nothing to do with you and your significant other.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we've all done it. But it's on that empathy, man. We could speak on it, but applying that empathy, I think all of us could probably do a better job at it. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, my brother and I are speaking on it, we're not speaking it from a position of where we do it right.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not speaking a position where I do it right.
I'm not.
However,
if this is
a relationship of value.
Yep.
I'm going to make mistakes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I know I'm an isolated person. I take days. I take weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If we're not living within the same household, there'll be times sometimes where I'm a little distant.
Mm-hmm.
I can be distant and look at your picture every day.
Yeah.
I want you there. I just don't want to talk because I got so much to say and I don't know how to say it right now.
And you don't want to get pressured into saying it.
Yeah, because I don't know how to say it right now. And it might not even be nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be like a cold. I got to wait for the cold to go away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you can just wake up. And I've called you before. I was like, yo, bro, I feel fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. And you be like, what's going on, bro? I'm like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like being bothered with nothing,
and
man.
As a man, I'm like, I understand.
I go to the gym.
I get it.
About 3 days, 4 days. You know, I want to go back to living again. But I actually don't want to talk about these previous 4 days.
That's right. Yo, it's funny you say that because, once again, transparent. Last night, I think I finally like, told her. I had sat because I was able to work through my emotions, work through my mental. And I told her, I said, hey, look, this is what my mind is going through right now. So, you know, I broke it down to her, boom. I need you to either, you know what I'm saying, be a little more understanding and not make it about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm going through at the moment. It's nothing, has nothing to do with you. Actually, you could help it by just being you. You know what I mean? Like, when I shut down, I'm not shutting down because I'm like, something you did wrong. Like, don't make it about you. You didn't do anything wrong. I would have told you, I could easily tell you, yo, I ain't like what you did here. Just like you could definitely tell to me. But if I'm going through something mentally, I'm in a small depressing moment, yo, just be regular. Don't make it worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now we beefing because You mad, I'm not telling you nothing. It's like, dog, I don't know what it is. Right now, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm just going through some stuff. And I'm telling you, I'm personally telling you, hey, it's not you. I'm just really, really mentally going through something. Let me work through it. But you, all you can hear is, you're going through something. It must be something I did. Or why you not telling me? It's not even something you did. Why you not telling me?
Or why you won't let me help you?
Right. I don't need your help.
Not even that. I don't know what
you help with.
Yes.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm going to tell you what's a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. When you're like, and I'll use the word amazing. When you're like an amazing person to someone, it becomes a gift and a curse. Because when you tone down that amazing, because you got to recharge, now everybody's panicking.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not dropping 40 every night.
Not at all.
Jalen Brunson had two bad games, and they was acting like he was a failure in the playoffs. Yep. And then the next four games, he's killing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just had a couple bad games.
I need a recharge.
But you think about it, you're a married man, and, you know, I hope to be in that position. That's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to have some bad games. You know, and I'm not saying that to be proud of that, but I know I'm going to have some bad games. But when I'm on my game, I'm going to always be that amazing person. But when I'm off my game, I mean, you got to let me shoot my way out of this slump and understand that I'm that same guy. You know what I mean? I just need you to let me shoot myself out of this slump.
I just need a minute.
And it's
that minute might be 3 days, but I need a minute.
It might be weeks.
Yeah.
But where you going?
Right.
We here.
Sad part is, man, some people take that as we ended. It's over. Because we're not communicating in a week or 2 weeks.
I mean, I get it, but to end something that's solid or to end something that you feel has value over a 2 week period that may not be at a high level, you know, I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, we had a period with the pod where we was fucked up for maybe 3 episodes.
Yeah.
You sent me one text message, nigga, we was back laughing in 2 minutes.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So. Right. Come on, man. Like, intimate relationships ain't no different.
Nah,
you go through shit sometimes that you don't understand. And unfortunately, the person that gets hurt when you go through those situations are the person you love.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing is when you recover from that point, going to that person you love and say, I'm okay now. You know, thank you for understanding.
Right.
That part is hard.
That part is super hard.
Because you won't listen.
A lot of times they don't understand.
Yes. Now you want to argue because I'm apologizing and tell you I'm okay now. Well, why wasn't you okay before? Oh, my God.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Right. I don't want to hear that shit. Yo, there's just certain things I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that shit, yo.
But we always talk about uncomfortable conversations and making them comfortable. So we say that because we don't have all the answers either. And sometimes you have to say to a person, yo, it's obvious you're going through something and maybe I don't understand it, but, you know, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I just need to know you're okay. If that I hear that, so I'm
good.
Fine.
That sound good.
I'm fine. Yo, just I'm all right. Just give me a little bit. Just give me a little bit. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Got a lot on my plate. Sometimes you just got a lot on your plate.
The last 2 weeks I was tripping. I mean, we didn't do a pod. Sometimes the pod puts me in a good perspective because talking shit.
Yeah, we haven't done this in
a while. You know what I'm saying? And
I needed a break from this, bro. I'm gonna be another transparent. And I was actually gonna talk to you about ending this.
I mean,
that's how much was on my plate. Where it was like, I ain't got time. If you notice, I haven't done my radio show. I haven't done my radio show in 2 months.
I didn't know it was that long, but somebody asked me about it, and I said, I think he took a break from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 2 months. I don't have the bandwidth to be Tall Sean. Like, you know, sometimes. I mean, so you have it, bro.
You look at it. You got to be a father, you got to be a husband, you got a career.
Yeah.
I mean, you working with me with my music stuff. You got the pod with your wife, she has her pod, us. And then you doing stuff away from me as well. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, man. And away from you, I deal with a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And sometimes you just want to say fuck everything and everybody attached to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
that's a fact.
I don't really have a problem with shit like that.
Right.
That's why if we got a pod and I don't hear from you, nigga, I don't even check with you. I'm like, you probably going through something.
There be a lot going on, man.
Nigga, if we take a month off and come back, I mean, we can just do a fake commercial. Hey, we back.
Back, right, right. New season.
Or post a picture. Yo, we took a little break. We back.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Right. Like, I ain't been on Instagram in like 4 days.
Nah, you haven't.
A little bit more than that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to take a hiatus myself.
But just...
I need a break from that shit.
You know, like Facebook requires no effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't care about that.
I just throw shit up in a troll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instagram, you know, is more effort. Instagram, you're making a post, and you know, I'm with my loved ones on there, and it's just sometimes you just need a break, man. It's just,
I be trolling on Facebook, ain't nothing.
Yeah, so people don't understand when you doing things from this independent level, man. It's rough. One, it's not necessarily rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then sometimes you feel defeated, and then you know. Your potential.
You know what we got. You know what we have. You know your potential, and you're like,
you want things to go like even musically with what we're working with. We had a snag.
Yeah,
that wasn't as bad as we thought.
No, it was
right.
But in the initial, it you know,
right. It might still be as bad as we thought. We just.
But by the time we find out, we'll be moving. We'll be moving and shaking.
Yep, shaking and baking, my boy. Man,
but, you know, we ain't got to speak on it, but it was quite disappointing.
Oh yeah. Now we're gonna move past it. I mean, I think we both in agreement with this particular topic, man. Anything you want to end the pod with?
Yeah, I want to say, although self-care isn't selfish, it can be carried out in a selfish way. You know, from both parties, we have to have a level of sympathy, a level of empathy. You know, when we have loved ones, sometimes when we need that time, I don't know the perfect way to communicate that. I don't know the perfect way to let a person know.
Right.
I don't know the perfect way to understand. But sometimes you have to show a person you have that understanding. And you got to let a person breathe. You know, that's male and female. We got to let each other breathe. And sometimes we need those self-care moments to recharge and to rebuild. And it's not always about you. You know, it's not always about me.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, it is about us. And if you need a couple of weeks to get together to make us better, then so be it. If I need a couple of weeks to get myself together for us, then that's all that matters. Because if we have a commitment to be friends,
right,
or to be companions, that should be the ultimate goal. So if that's the ultimate goal, we got to find a way where we can build together and also love each other when we're separate, but together.
Right.
I agree. Challenge everyone that's in a relationship to work on that, as well as myself and my brother here.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm with you, man. Well, everyone, this is the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
And this is episode 133. We'll catch y'all. We'll be back next week. We'll definitely be back next week. Peace.
Yeah.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.